The outpouring of my spirit at its heart has never been about the signs and wonders, for that is the fruit of what I am after, which is fellowship with me and maturing through truth and intimacy. Outpouring has always been about the heart of intimacy, built on a foundation of truth and increasing in these things, an intimacy that comes through increasing fellowship and the accompanying purging of that which restricts this intimacy. It is a people who know their God who will do exploits. The knowing has always been first. This is the heart of what I am doing, raising up a people to know me in truth and intimacy. The world's thinking has infiltrated my church's thinking century after century. But things are changing. I have the remnant who are following me continuously, for I have been able to deliver to you keys to learn of me, to know me, find me, and to continue in these things. I am so pleased. I have found those who have taken up the yoke of learning of me and who are gaining more rest and more rest, a rest only found in me. The rest you are gaining is arming you with strength that is continually increasing. I am well pleased, for just as I fellowship with my Father continuously, so are my revival bearers learning this same manner of living. Because of seeking, because of pursuing me, I have been pouring in the oil and refreshing. That is equipping for outpouring, and therefore it is the hour of revival. Now is the outpouring. The beginning of these things has begun, because you continue to prevail in your pursuit of me. As you seek me, you do find me, and as you search for me, you find that I love to be sought after and found continually. The days of intimacy, the days of pursuing me and abandoning other things for me are upon you. And these are the days that shall always be, for you are my revival bearers, the carriers of revival. You are my armor bearers, for your equipping is being greatly strengthened in me. Through you comes the fruit of our intimacy. Through you comes my outpouring. Take no thought of tomorrow, for as you follow me, I will direct your focus to what you need to be seen. I will lead you, and stumbling blocks experienced by those who brought my presence in days gone by will not trip you or deter you. I have been establishing patterns of truth and intimacy, and these patterns will keep you. Nothing else will do. Hold fast to the patterns I am establishing, for there are many things I have yet to deliver to you. This is always the pattern, receiving from me in our fellowship, in our intimacy, and in your seeking. You are my revival bearers, my army. You are the ones who are strong, and more strength is in the seeking. Seek me. Seek me, for many things of the kingdom are to be found in your seeking. In me are all things.